I'm talking to harness driver Jamie Lee King, who has taken an unassailable lead in the Young Bloods Challenge. And after four rounds, three winners. Jamie, you must be thrilled with the outcome of this series so far.
Yeah, definitely. I come over here and didn't expect to be driving three winners out of three, and yeah, it's been a pretty surreal outcome.
Well, let's say Dusty Kalina, the first heat, and you know, this horse is actually forms just, it's amazing form reversal, how the form's been turned around in the last 6 months, and the horse went well for you.
Yeah, I thought it was my best chance looking at the fields coming over. I thought thought it'd go close. Eric Jacobson had it going well, and I watched its replays, and it was, yeah, definitely flying at the time, so.
All right, we didn't have a drive in heat two, but we were allocated the 6 points for no drive, and that took you to 18 points and a clear leader. But at Devonport on Monday night, it was, well, you drove Cardinal Art to victory, and that was well supported on a Chester Bullocks. And then you got up on the outsider in the last heat, Wattle Creek, and much to the annoyance of some punters. But let's take us through first Cardinal Art's run.
Yeah, Cardinal Art, its form was all right. It had two starts for a sixth and a second at the time, but it had done a bit of work in both its runs that it had had. And I was pretty rapt to be driving for Chester because he's actually a really good family friend, and somewhere along the lines he's related to us. But yeah, I was thrilled to be driving for him, and his horses always go all right, and he gave it a pretty good chance before the race, and I was lucky enough to get cover throughout the run, and it felt really good through the run, and yeah, got over the top of him, so I was really rapt about that one.
Wattle Creek?
Wattle Creek was a horse that you had to drive for luck, and Rowan Hillier had told me before the race he'd been driving it, and it was a horse I had to sit in on the fence and just try and beat as many home as I could, and got all the right runs, and the luck happened that I was able to get off on the turn, and it sprinted over the top of them.
All right, well, that takes you to 42 points and well ahead of your nearest rival, and who's James Johnson, who has 29 points. We've got two heats in Launceston on Sunday night. You're looking forward to that. Now, people might not realise, you know, you came over here as a Victorian driver competing in the series. Because you were over here for a three-month period and drove in a lot of races earlier in the season, but you actually are a Tasmanian.
Yeah, I am. Born and bred in St Helens on the East Coast. Since then, my family's relocated to Hobart. Yeah, but I lived here for most of my life. I've only been on the mainland now for 4 years. Driving over there, so.
How old are you?
20.
Okay. Now, when did your interest in harness racing begin? Was it a family thing?
No, not at all. Family's nothing to do with harness racing. My mother's a school teacher, and she was very disappointed with me when I did start harness racing. I give you the tip, but not so much now. I actually started work with David Brunton at first, riding the gallopers, track riding it out there, and then I went and got into harness racing with Joe McKenzie. So.
Yeah, the late Joe McKenzie.
Yeah.
And he was a good mentor.
He was very good. He taught me a lot. I drove a lot of horses there for him. He taught me a lot when I first started, and he was really good.
All right, and what took you to Victoria?
I got family over there. I got an aunt over there, and I relocated over there to be over there with her. And then I picked up work over there, and I wasn't really sure when I went over there what I wanted to do, because I'd only done work around the stables here when I was working for Joe.
Yep.
And I got offered a job by Michael Watt while I was over there, and I started there, and I wasn't really sure where that was going to take me, but I've been there 3 years now and drove a lot of winners for him, and we're based just outside of Ballarat, about half an hour from Ballarat.
Okay. Well, you've, at 20 years of age, you've virtually, you know, you're really taking this career seriously now, and that's what you plan to do for a while?
Yeah, I really got to pull my head out lately and get into it, and this was a great opportunity for me to put myself out there a little bit. That's why I took it and come over here for the week. I'm having a little break while I'm here, but yeah, I really got to get stuck into it now.
All right. Well, we certainly wish you all the best in your endeavours for the last two heats, but it would think that if you can just get placed in a couple, it's pretty much all yours for the keeping. You are 13 points clear, but it's a funny thing with the way the points are structured. You can have bad luck in a couple of races and can all go turtle, but if everything goes as it has done for the first two rounds, you should just about take this out. Thanks for your time, Jamie Lee, and I look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thank you very much.